Hare Krishna devotees, good evening. We would like to welcome you in our 188th Prerna, the festival of joy and inspiration. And today, in this important Prerna festival, we have an illustrious guest speaker, and he is none other than our dear His Grace Baladev Prabhu. Would like to give his introduction. Baladev Prabhu is coming from a devotee family, came in touch with ISKCON Mumbai 1991. He got initiated in year 1995 by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj at the very age of 18. His father introduced him to Krishna consciousness. All his immediate relatives, they are initiated by various devotees, gurus in ISKCON like Loknath Maharaj, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. At the age of 23, after completing his education and settling his father's business, with full blessing from his family, he joined ISKCON Chaupati Temple in Mumbai in 1999. He was bachelor in physics with certification in advanced physics, nuclear energy and kinematics. Further, he holds multiple diplomas in various fields such as human resource and personal management, software management, business communication and tourism. Has been conducting various courses like Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC ISKCON Disciple course, various festival seminars. He is one of the management personality in ISKCON Chaupati. He is part of a COM body, Council of Management, which looks after administration and running of ISKCON Chaupati Temple. He is also part of a team which oversees the management for the annual Kartik Yatra, which Chaupati Temple arranges every year in Kartik, in which 6,000 plus devotees joins this Yatra from all over the world. He oversees the coordination of all departments in Yatra. He is also a member of core team of ISKCON India Youth Preachers Association, IYYC, who is conducting various seminars, creating vibration in youth preaching all over India. For last 10 years, he travels in India and abroad on invitations to share his wisdom, his knowledge and his various activities like system of devotee care, setting up youth preaching, book distribution, temple ashram, congregation preaching and various such things. He contributes to the various centers. He conducts seminars on holy name. His travels has helped him serve devotees in various parts of the world and in countries like South America, Africa, Middle East, Europe, North America and Southeast Asia. He has conducted inspirational and leadership seminars for students and faculty of university, corporate sectors, multinational companies, yoga institute, in India and as well as abroad. He has also appeared on various TV shows, radio shows to share his wisdom. So today we are fortunate to have him in our Prerna festival on the topic Network Lost. So let us welcome His Grace Baladev Prabhu in our traditional way by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Thank you, Satyanand Prabhu, for your wonderful introduction. And not taking much time, we will begin our topic. Today's topic is a network lost. So we'll start with invocation prayers, and then we will discuss on this very exciting topic, the network lost. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो वी वेलकम यू बैक फॉर दिस प्रेरणा 188 फेस्टिवल एंड टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग अ रिलेवेंट टॉपिक इन टुडेज सिनेरियो नेटवर्क लॉस्ट. नेटवर्क लॉस्ट कैन ऑल्सो बी सिनोनिम्स विथ नेटवर्क इनस्टेबिलिटी और नेटवर्क नॉट अवेलेबल रेंज नॉट अवेलेबल. आई टुक दिस टॉपिक रिसेंटली एंड अमेजिंगली आई वॉज माई सेल्फ in one scenario where I lost my own network. This was when recently there was a program organized by the ISKCON Youth Services IYS for IYS youth. It was in connection with a premarital seminar, and the speakers for the seminar were His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu and His good wife Her Grace Vishakha Priya Mataji. They had kept a very wonderful topic for this discussion. The topic was stability in uncertain world. And I was involved, I was called up for this program to introduce both of them and do the initial briefing about the program. So as soon as I began an introduction of this topic, and I was going well, everything was going smooth in my introduction, and suddenly I saw, we were doing on the Zoom, so I saw many messages being thrown on the screen. Everyone was saying, Prabhuji, your network is unstable. Prabhuji, your network is lost. And I was feeling like, you know, I gave a good introduction for 5 minutes, and ultimately I came to know that nothing which I spoke actually went to them. So because of my unstable network, I could not introduce the topic of stability in uncertain world. So we can see that how we wish to do something good in our day-to-day life, and we have such a strong connection with the current internet network, and through which we actually reach out to many people in this world. So it is not something very vague this topic is. It is connected to day-to-day life of every person living in this planet Earth. And therefore, network lost is actually a very big loss in terms of financial, business, in terms of personal connectivity with the outside world. I was recently hearing a lecture of His Grace Gauranga Prabhu, and he was also mentioning this wonderful point that a few years back in the Govardhan Eco Village, suddenly they lost connectivity. There was no range of the mobile phones, what to speak of internet. And Prabhuji very gimmickly was mentioning that, you know, he was holding his mobile phone, but there was no network, and suddenly then he raised his hands in the kirtan and the phone rang. And then when he brought the phone down, the phone stopped. There was no range. So Prabhuji realized that, you know, range was coming when the hand was up. So he kept the whole, during the whole kirtan, his hand was up with his mobile. And everyone thought Prabhuji is very devotional today, he raised his hand in kirtan. But Prabhuji only knew that he had raised his hand to catch the range, to catch the connectivity. So we can see that this has become a part of our daily life, where we are in touch with the network, and then we can access and we can do so many wonderful things. So here in today, when we talk about network, specifically we are discussing about the internet network or the mobile network. But I was very intrigued to know that this word network has been used since decades. And I remember when I was a small child, the network word was used for road network or the railway network, right? You all must remember railway network. Our Indian Railways has a good network everywhere in India. Or Indian Railways is the biggest one in the whole of the world. Or we also heard later after that, when the TVs came into picture, so there was TV network or cable network. So network has been an ongoing word in our life. Then came in the phones, telephones. We had this MTNL phones, right? So MTNL phone was also mobile phone network, right? So we see that mobile phone network, cable TV network, railway network, and then soon we had in our curriculum, in our education field, marketing network, right? There was this master's in business administration in marketing field, network marketing. So we find that so many times we have been using this word network in our life. And even now also, when we call this word network, we have an understanding of what network is all about. We think of internet. But you will be surprised to know the word network has different connotations even in today's age. Right? And I was surprised to hear or note down that there are 11 types of network today in this world. Few of them I remember is the LAN network, the WLAN network, the CAN network, the MAN network, the SAN network, the WAN network. So these are different mentions of the word network. So we see that how this word network has been in usage in our life for many, many years. And in fact, there is also another networking. We call people, professional people coming together as professional networking. People call each other that, you know, that you are good network, can you connect me to your network? Network of people people whom you know very well, who are very influential, who can help us. So we are discussing today the topic of how network lost has connection with our day-to-day life. So we discussed on network, now let's focus on the word lost, right? And the word lost has also been a very important word in our life. Since childhood, we keep losing so many things and we become so happy when we find them, right? It is not just when the network is lost and we are happy finding it, but even other things, you know, where we lose something in our life and we happily find it back. And I remember when in many places they have this lost and found department in many organizations. I had gone to Kumbh Mela many, many years back. And there was this announcement constantly going on in all the big speakers, you know, Bhopus. And it was all about Khoya Paya Kendra, lost and found department. Lost whom? Lost people get lost in such a huge rush. So many people, pilgrims come for Kumbh Mela to take bath, and they come from different places, towns, cities, villages and sub-villages, small places. And often they are holding their hands of the whole family members, and they get swayed away in the whole rush and they get disconnected. But constantly in Kumbh Mela, the announcement was going on. Munnu ki ma chachi kho gayi hai, like something like, you know, looking for the lost people. So I remember in one lost and found department, one time one small boy, he got lost from his mother. She was crying a lot, and someone picked him up and brought to lost and found the whole pandal of lost and found. And now they have to announce about this boy. So they asked the boy, what's your name? Tumhara naam kya hai? And this boy was such a small boy. He said, mera naam Munnu hai. Now, Munnu is a common name, it's a colloquial name which used for Munnu, Chunnu and all that. But he did not know his real name, he only knew that his name is Munnu. So now they were fixed, Munnu, now how to call Munnu, kho gaya karke. So they ask, tumhare maa ka naam kya hai? Maa ka naam maa hai. He didn't even know his mother's name. So maa ka naam maa hai, mera naam Munnu hai, which gao, gao ka naam gao hai. So finally they were a little thinking, what, how we can identify this small child's mother, how can we announce. So finally they made the announcement, Munnu ki maa, iska naam maa hai, jo gao se hai, jahan kahin bhi ho, aa jaye. So that was a very strange announcement, but this kind of announcements keep happening everywhere, you know, in Kumbh Mela, because there are so many announcements have to take place, so many people get lost, because it's a huge gathering. And then they start asking him after 1 hour, when the mother had not come, how does your mother look? Because they had to identify. I said, my mother looks very beautiful. She's very beautiful, most beautiful lady in the whole world. Wow, that's good. 3 hours of announcement, and finally one thin, lean lady comes in, and the boy runs and hugs that lady. Ma, we've got his mother back. And the organizers are thinking, she doesn't look so beautiful, right? So, but the boy said, she is very beautiful, the most beautiful lady. So, beholder, the beauty is in the beholder, in the person who beholds the beauty. So, here is a person, small boy, for him the whole world is his mother. And for the mother, everything about the mother is the most beautiful thing. So, lost. People, when they get lost, they lose things. When they get back, they are so happy, they are so overjoyed. Right? Of course, sometimes we lose things, we are happy that we are losing things. I remember when I lost my tiffin box when I was in school, I was very happy because I knew my father would buy a new one. So, some things we lose, we are happy. But most of the things when we lose, we are very desperate to get them. Right? Lost and found. So, here we are. We are discussing about an exciting subject matter in today's world, network being lost. So here today's discussion will be more specific, not on railway network, not on road network, not on network marketing, but we'll fix on the network about internet and also the mobile range. So we are in the age of communication now, right? And we know that how important is network in our life. We are constantly accessing internet and network, right? Whether we are traveling in buses or in train. Now even in flight they offer a Wi-Fi by which you can get connected, remain connected with the external world. People travel, people go, people even in night time when they get up, suddenly they check their WhatsApp, they check their social media accounts. They want to remain connected, right? People go anywhere, they keep clicking photos and uploading photos, real-time broadcast, everything. The whole idea is just keep connected. In fact, some people are so much connected that they remain connected even when they go to bathroom and toilet also. We find many people, they are inside doing their own work in toilet, but they are also online, right? And many times people have to knock the door, how much time you're inside, come out, you know, the next person has to go in. Because he's not realizing time factor, he's busy in the online. He's just happy that he is online, his network is connected. But the same thing, when the network gets lost, what happens? We are in anxiety. We're mentioning about that instability which I felt when I was giving an introductory talk on the subject matter, and also how in GEV, Gaurang Prabhu felt in 2-3 years back when there was no proper network. Now, of course, there is not a network in GEV, but previously when the mobile range was not going good, he was feeling so happy when some call came. So, when we have it, we consider it a part of life, but when we lose it, we actually feel, oh, we have lost that network. So, today in our discussion, we have been discussing about all these networks. But you know, I want to also discuss today on one very important network. In fact, in that network, we actually want to get lost in the network. Not that network is lost, but we get lost in the network. I want to take you to a very, very special prayer which was offered by one great king of Travancore. Trivandrum now. Previously was called Travancore, a huge kingdom there. And this is King Kulashekara. King Kulashekara, he wrote a very beautiful stotra, Mukundamala Stotra. And he mentions about another network. Please hear very carefully. Here it is. Krishna Twadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatumana Sarajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittai Kanthavarodana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. Smaranam Kutaste. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Network. Panjarantam. Panjarantam means network. So the example which King Kulashekar is giving is that of a swan. A swan happily sports in a sarovar, in a lake which is full of lotus. And what does he like? He wants to enter deep into the lotus stem and get entangled himself into the locks of lotus stem. You know, when you see a sarovar which has a lake which has lotus, you'll find amazing that there's not just one lotus. The lotus has the ability of cover the entire lake with the network of lotus stems. There is the whole lake gets covered in a very short time with lot of lotus flowers. And there's a network. Outside looks like just one stem coming out, but you go inside deep, all network collection, connection. So the swan takes a lot of pleasure in diving deep into those waters and entangling his neck into those lotus stems. So he's saying here, King Kulashekar Maharaj, that, oh Lord, your lotus feet, it's like a network. It's a network of reality. It's a network of pleasure. It's a network of rasa. So, I want to enter my mind into that network before I will become disabled because of my old age or nearing my death. Let my mind dive into that network of your lotus feet. So here, why among all the birds, why swan is taken into picture? It is said swan has a very special peculiarity. You may all know swan has a special ability of separating milk and water. If you give swan milk and water, combine it, like nowadays we have milk, you know, all adulterated milk. You get adulterated milk to swan, what will happen? The swan, when it drinks the milk, mix with water, it leaves the water and takes only the milk. Special quality. So therefore, it is said that we, when we stay in this world, while we are connected to many networks, we should not be entangled in those networks which will keep us in this world and perpetually, but we should also be very expert in taking what is required and giving up what that is not required. That's called as Paramahamsa, a swan. Hamsa means swan. And a great personality, a great controller of senses, equipoised personality is that person who knows the art of balancing, who knows the art of cutting when it is not required and absorbing when it is required. That is the whole idea which is given here. So therefore, in our Shastras, we have this beautiful verse, Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. We are not having a seminar here to say that network is bad, internet is bad. No, not like that. But the whole idea we are trying to figure out that while we are connected to our day-to-day life in those networks, we need to know what is Anukul and Pratikul. And we should not forget the main network. The main network of Krishna's lotus feet. Once I was traveling on a train and I met one person who saw me in this saffron dress as ISKCON devotee. So he said, Prabhuji, aap ISKCON se hai kya? So I said, yes, I am from ISKCON. He said, okay. So Prabhuji, ISKCON se hai, to aapka networking acha hoga bahut. So I was wondering what networking is asking. आई सेड आपका इस्कॉन का इतना नेटवर्क है, सो मेनी नेटवर्क्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड, सो मेनी सेंटर्स, सो मेनी डिवोटीज, एंड वी ऑल्सो हर्ड योर पीपल हु कम टू इस्कॉन टेम्पल्स, दे आर ऑल्सो वेरी वेल ऑफ. सो ही सेड नेटवर्किंग मीन्स आई नो मेनी डिवोटीज इन इस्कॉन. देन ही सेड इज इट पॉसिबल दैट आई कैन गेट अ जॉब, आई एम लुकिंग फॉर अ जॉब फॉर लास्ट टू ईयर्स, आई डोंट हैव अ जॉब, आई हैव अ गुड डिग्री, आपके नेटवर्किंग से थोड़ा मुझे लाभ मिल जाएगा उसको. सो देन आई रियलाइज that this is also a network, a devotee's network, right? Thanks to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON, we have a devotee network also. That means we don't have a devotees or we have like-minded people only in our places around us, but we are globally connected, right? Locally we are doing a lot, but globally we are connected to so many wonderful people around the world, same mindset, who are doing their job, their work, very meticulously, they are taking care of their family, and yet they are also spiritually inclined. So we have such an amazing resource of another network, devotee network. And why not get lost in the devotee network, absorbed in those network where we get good people to meet and learn from them. So that is another network, devotee network. Now we take to another third network which I want to give you is Gauranga network. Amazing. This is a new network which is the latest network in Kali Yuga. Why? Because in this age of Kali, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, and he has provided us as a nectar which is just going to grab you, will not leave you. If you come around that nectar, you come around that network, immediately all your Wi-Fi's will go off and that Wi-Fi will catch immediately, right? It's that, you know, it just surpasses all other Wi-Fi networks. So there's a beautiful verse which I see in the Chaitanya Charitamrit. This is in the Adi Leela 7th chapter 37 verse. Very beautiful verse. It says, Aparadha Shamaila Dubila Prema Jale Keba Edaiba Prabhur Prema Mahajale. So here Mahajale, Jal means network, Janjal. Janjal also is network, right? Sometimes we have some thread with us and we remove the thread from the shelf after a long time and we see it's all Janjal. It's very difficult to think, remove which is the first part of the thread, you know, Janjal. So here Chaitanya Charitamritkar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahajal. But what is this Mahajal? Prema Mahajal. So Lord Gauranga has come in this age of Kali Yuga, Aparadha Shamaila. He is not seeing what we are doing wrong. Aparadha Shamaila, Dubila Prema Jale. He is only seeing that you have any qualification. The only qualification is you are ready to accept it. Dubila Prema Jale. Yes, Dubila Prema Jale. And even if you want to escape, then what happens? Very simple. He says, Keba Edaiba. Keba Edaiba means once you get connected to Gauranga network, he will not leave you. He will make sure that you are entrapped in Prema Mahajale. Jale. That means the beautiful network of Krishna's lotus feet, or the beautiful network of Krishna consciousness. So, yes, so we are discussing about network lost, but we also are discussing about lost in a unique network of Krishna consciousness, spirituality, and unique network of like-minded devotees. So we see in this world, we have been currently inflicted or contained in various lockdowns in COVID-19 pandemic, right? In this COVID-19 pandemic, last year we experienced a great surge in COVID-19, as a result of which we are all away from each other, socially distanced, physically away. We could not even meet our own relatives, our friends, right? I remember I go to preach in Navi Mumbai, and then I meet one devotee there at least 3 times in 1 week in regular times. But because of COVID-19, I met him after 1 year. Once in a year I met him. Just imagine how the number of times, the frequency of meeting each other has become so rare. So COVID-19 pandemic has kept us socially far away, physically distanced, and yet I find that our lives have not been affected so much. Somehow we adjusted ourselves and we are going on with our life, right? People who were doing jobs, they went online on their jobs. Everything, we got all our things for our food and all online. We remained connected thanks to the network. If network would have not been there, it would be very difficult to survive in the COVID-19 when things were not moving. But online kept us moving. And so this is amazing thing that in COVID-19 I learned a very beautiful lesson. People were there who got adapted to the pandemic, and they using the network, they continued to live their life. And of course not the normal life, but they were able to survive through it. So one thing which I also observed that during the pandemic, because of not being able to come to spiritual programs or temples, many of people who were coming to our regular programs, devotees, they were also affected in their spiritual life. Yeah, so very important point, just like in spite of pandemic, everything we did in our normal routine life, we continued in spite of pandemic, we adjusted and did. We also should be very much geared and know that if our material life was not affected in pandemic, why did our spiritual life get affected in pandemic? It was because we did not much emphasize on the spiritual part. I remember one nice incident very many years back. There was one lady who used to come to our temple. She was a regular visitor in our temple. Morning would come, she would come for Shringar Darshan here. And she knew many Mataji's ladies in this temple. So like almost 2 months she did not come. So for 2 months when she came back, all the ladies were asking her, Mataji, where were you? We didn't see you. So what can I do? And I was very busy. I could not come to temple, you know. My leg was paining and therefore I could not walk and come to temple. But do you know, in spite of all that, you know, I continue to take care of my husband, my children, send them to school, prepare the breakfast, lunch, take care of the household activities, everything I did, and all because of this, I was very busy. So some devotee Mataji asked her that, oh, you did all this activity, but were you able to chant your rounds or read books? She said, oh, that I could not do it. Oh, okay. And then one Mataji was senior in the whole group. She mentioned that, oh, you had so many problems in your life. Your legs were paining, but in spite of that leg paining, you did your household activities meticulously. You took care of your children, you took care of your husband, you took care of your household duties, you took care of everything but your chanting, which meant that spiritual life took a backseat. So whenever we come across situations in our life, the first thing which goes backseat is our spiritual life. The material life remains intact. So I have come to know from various sources that many devotees also had taken backseat in their spiritual life because of this pandemic. So I can only think of an example where how we need to adjust. Just like devotees, I was mentioning Gaurang Prabhu's point, that how he adjusted by raising his hands in Kirtan, you know, and got his mobile range. So we need to also adjust and make sure that our network of Krishna, our network of Lord Chaitanya, our network of devotee should not be lost. Last year, before the pandemic, I was in a place called Bhusawal, and we have a nice center there. Somehow or other, the place where we have our ashram there, the range is not so good. So when I entered the ashram, I saw that I was completely handicapped. There was no range. And I knew that I had special important calls to be attended on that day. So I asked a devotee there, Prabhu, there is no range here, network, no network, what to do? So Prabhuji, if you go to that place, that's a window there in the room, in that window, that area, there is range. That means whole day should I stand there? That's not possible to stand whole day. But then I realized, he told me, Prabhu, you keep your mobile there. You don't stand there. So mobile is in range, then the mobile rings, then you go and stand there and you talk on the phone. So I was thinking that, wow, what a great idea. I kept myself connected with the outside world. In spite of staying a no range zone, I remained connected with the outside world. The same functionality, I was thinking that if why not remain connected with our spiritual life, with our spiritual connection should be strong. Recently we had, if you all remember, we had this Krishna Fest celebration. The whole idea was that we are unable to come to temple and we are missing big festivals like Janmashtami, Balaram Jayanti, but celebrate in spite of that and remain connected. Celebrate and connected was the next theme of Krishna Fest. The whole idea was that we don't miss out on our important connections, and that connection is our Krishna consciousness. So that's very important to know, that we need to be aware of our connections. Now, is that an optional thing? That, well, oh, no problem, I lost my spiritual connection. No, Srila Prabhupada says it's not an optional thing. If our network is lost in mobile, maybe we can survive. But if our network in Krishna consciousness is lost, what will happen? We will not be able to survive. Srila Prabhupada beautifully brings in his books another meaning of network. What is network? That is a network of material desires, moha jal, right? Network of illusion. And this network is very, very dangerous. It is like urna nabhi. The exact word is urna nabhi. That means spider's network. You see, spiders, so beautifully it woos the whole web. And someone gets caught in, his legs get caught in, but he moves around, then his whole body gets caught in. The whole insect gets trapped in the net. So this world is designed such a way that we have so much of dealing with the world. We get entangled into so many things. So there is no option. In spiritual life, people get connected to spiritual life. They remain intact in spiritual life. They can avoid all this getting connected or disconnected or entangled in this moha jal. So whatever it may be, the Krishna network should be very strong, right? And if Krishna network is not there, then we may get affected. We have met so many people around us who have told us, and we also experience, yes, network is very important in our life. Network may get lost in sometimes, and we are affected by that. But many times, there is an experience which we have that when network is lost, when the internet network is lost, let's say for a few hours also, people have come and expressed that initially they felt a little depressed that they are not connected, but they also felt a unique experience of peace and relax. They had more time for themselves. Like one doctor whom I know from one of the centers in Maharashtra where we travel and preach, he said that, Prabhu, I have 24 hours duty as a doctor, but one day my mobile network just went off for 5 hours, and initially I was so disturbed. But then after 5 hours when the network came back, I realized that those 5 hours were more peaceful. So we find that, you know, there is a peace available even when the internet network is not there. But when the Krishna conscious network is not lost, the peace is not there, peace is gone away. So we see that we have so many networks, as we mentioned, road network, rail network, and marketing network, and internet network, and all those networks. But we should also know there is one important network we should never miss in our life in spite of any situation in the outside world. And that is the network of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we can see in our day-to-day life, we have a unique opportunity of connecting with the Krishna consciousness movement and keeping our spiritual life intact and strong. And in this way, we can see that while we remain connected with the outside world with network internet connection, but we do not remain in the network of this material world, but transcend that. And for that, we need a special connectivity 24 hours or 24/7, as they say, with Krishna consciousness network, which we should not avoid, we should not tolerate avoiding it or missing it in our life. So network loss is an issue in our life. We get annoyed, but we should also get annoyed when we get network lost, the devotee network, the Krishna network in our life. With these few words, we'll end our talk, and if there are any questions, we'll take your questions. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
you, Baldev Prabhu, for that important topic of network lost. And you made a very important point of not losing our network with Gauranga, Krishna and devotees. So we have received few questions, so I will read them and I request to kindly answer these questions. So we have received one question from Sumit Prabhu. He is asking, as internet network has become a part of our life, our existence, so we can't imagine living without it. So would like to know some tips so that we can connect with our spiritual life even having a strong all other networks around us.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sumit, for such a nice question. It's a very pertinent question. Internet and network, mobile network, this has become part of our existence, as you mentioned. And we cannot live with that. I just want to also provide an article. Recently, I read an article in the BBC, which mentions about what if, this is the exact title, I'll read that. What if internet network stops for 1 year? That really caught my attention, and when I was reading through the article, because coming from a very informative source, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. So the article mentions that when something goes off, like an internet goes off, we get puzzled, we get a little disturbed. But they also mention that even though we are connected online, and if you go offline, few hours are very disturbing, but eventually we get adjusted. Human life is all about adjustment. I agree with that. That, you know, just last year when we had a COVID-19 pandemic in the March 2020, the whole year was full of adjustment. We could not go out of our houses, and yet we made our own worlds within our houses. Everything was within our house. We remained connected and we remained sane because we adjusted. Human life is it's specifically meant to adjust to prevalent conditions and thrive within those conditions. So the article mentions that in the year 1995, less than 1% people were online, but now in today's age, 35 billion people are accessing internet, and this is also growing rapidly at the rate of 10 people per second joining the internet world. So the article read very beautifully. Research was made that initially there is kind of a disregard or a disturbance, but eventually losing connection increases the productivity. And in fact, it is said that people become more social. People look to be more social with connectivity now, but without connectivity, people become actually more social. Like we find so many times we get messages and post on our WhatsApp or Instagram, where people we see that, you know, some strange beautiful message, like a very humorous. Like I saw one post which came to me was that few people in the family had gone to visit their grandmother to wish her a birthday, and the grandmother was sitting on the couch, and everyone around her were sitting and they were all on their mobile, right? So they had gone to visit their grandmother for a birthday party, but as soon as they went to the birthday party, she was alone sitting as before, and now they are with her, but they are busy in their mobile phones. So they are socially connected with people somewhere else, but people who are there in that room, they are not connected with each other. So BBC mentions that people, because of their adaptability, can also actually socially get more connected with people around them, with family members, with colleagues and friends, and not just have illusory, so-called real-time friends on a social media. So, while we agree with the point that it has become part of our existence, but we also have to ponder that it is not necessary our existence. There have been also research study going on in different universities. University of Korea, students did a research on all the different people and students in their university, and they came to conclusion that too much connectivity has also caused problems in life in terms of accidents, in terms of pitfalls, like people just are so busy in the network thing, they just bang or collide with each other, or they don't see the steps, they fall down, they break their legs, and so on and so forth. So there has been also a great rise in people losing out their cool or their sanity because of too much internet connectivity. So it is not actually we can't say it's our existence. We have made it as an existence, but we need to balance it out, as I mentioned. And we need to know that ultimately, whatever it may be, we need to, very important is not able, not be relaxed in tolerating the losing our devotee network. As you mentioned in a question that you want some tips of how we can, in spite of all this existence of network around us, we remain focused in our association and our Krishna consciousness. So I can only say that yes, in last 1 year, when we were unable to come and meet devotees in temple and our preaching centers, we found some devotees very intelligently were online but were accessing Krishna consciousness there. We have so many devotees, in fact a big surge, a big rise last 1 year. So many devotees completed their Bhakti Shastri, which they could not complete for 10-15 years. And they started Bhakti Vaibhav, they did all these courses online, they were hearing more lectures. In fact, we had our ISKCON spiritual leaders who would only meet us and talk to us and give us the lectures once in a month or two. Now we had them giving more lectures to us, we could access them, we could hear them more. So we can see that we need to connect with our inner conscience, that is, we should be very much geared with the spiritual aspect of our life. Like if you must have read this or seen this t-shirt, I always admire such t-shirts, you know. I lost my heart in Vrindavan, right? So we talk about network lost, right? So we get either network is lost or we get lost in the network. But why not actually lose our heart with Krishna? And that's very important, to lose our heart to Krishna. So we can give our hands and legs for this world, but never give our heart to this world. Heart is for Krishna. The famous story from the Panchatantra, where the crocodile wants to carry the monkey on his back, and the monkey says, "Where are you going to carry me?" He said, "Oh, my wife, crocodile, she wants to eat your heart." And the monkey jokes, says, "Oh, you should have told me. I kept my heart on the tree, you know." And the crocodile foolishly returns back to the banks, and the monkey jumps out, goes back to the tree and says, "Oh, now I will not come with you." So the moral of the story is that we don't give our heart to the materialistic people or materialistic world outside. We give our intelligence, we give our hands, legs, we need to work, we need to be in this world, but we also be in this world and not of this world. So for that we need to give our heart to Krishna, right? Like many times when we preach in the universities, we often come and we often meet many youngsters, boys and girls, and they are very depressed in their life. They have good records, their studies are good, their academics are brilliant, but somehow or other they had some break with their partners, they had some girlfriend or boyfriend, this specifically you can say in Hindi call it dil toot gaya, right? So they have this dil toot gaya syndrome. So I was just wondering on this point, dil toot gaya has become very very normal thing in today's life, this word. That means our dil is very fragile, right? Let's take it very, dil toot gaya means our dils are very fragile, very light. And therefore, when there is a fragile item in our case, we need to be very much careful in handling or handing that deal to someone, right? When you go and, let's say you go with a fragile item on a transport, or let's say on a railway or a flight, you make sure that it's handled very nicely, otherwise it will break. By the time you reach your destination, it's all in pieces, right? So fragile, handle with care. So dil toot gaya. Dil toot gaya means now the dil has to be fragile and the dil has to be kept very much handled with care. Because in this world, it is very difficult for others to realize your inner feelings. And that's the reason why people they come together, they are happy with each other, but eventually they lose their connectivity or they break each other's heart in this world. I was just talking to one married couple, and they are mentioning for last 50 years they are married, and now that we are married for last 50 years, they said now we are understood each other. So I was wondering, they understood each other after 50 years, what to speak of loving now? Love comes after understanding, right? So Prabhu, what time lagega usko? Love is like next step. So when two people in this world come together, there is always a chance of misunderstanding because we don't know each other's heart. The only person who can know our heart is Krishna, because he is always within us, right? So we can be all very sure that when we hand over our dil, our heart, to Krishna, what will happen is, we'll be happy wearing a t-shirt, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. We will not complain about it. So that's very important to know that how one person will understand us fully, and that is Krishna, and we connect with Krishna, then what will happen, we will never be a loser. So there's a Hindi saying which I just read somewhere. Jisne Krishna se prem kiya, wo jisne Krishna se prem kiya, wo nikal gaya aage. Jisne Krishna se prem kiya, wo nikal gaya aage. Jisne is jag se prem kiya, wo reh gaya maage. Maage is a Marathi word, right? That means if you love Krishna, you'll move ahead in your life and you'll reach your destination. But if you love this world, which is all about confusions and all about misunderstanding, we have to live in this world but not love this world. We live in this world and love Supreme Lord Krishna. And if we have that balance in our life with good association of mentors and people who give us guidance, then while we are connected with internet, connect with the network and make use of that, we also make sure that we lose or we give our heart to Krishna. So for that, we need to know who Krishna is. We need to know what spiritual life is, right? Like another Hindi saying, jana to jana, otherwise anjana. Jana to jana means you need to know that person who knows everything, that is Krishna. So when you know Krishna, then what happens? We understand the subtleties of how this whole world works, how relations work, and we are able to find a balance. Otherwise, we remain anjana. We remain in this world with all degrees and all careers. We have so many degrees, but we remain anjana. We remain ignorant. And therefore, Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyana Anjana Shalakaya. That means we need help of spiritual people in our life who keep us connected with Krishna, and we remain connected in this material world. In this world, we remain online 24 hours or whatever it may be, but we make use of the internet for our purpose and not get lost in internet for internet's purpose. That's the whole understanding of balancing our life. This is what I can offer with respect to your question. Thank you for that question.
Thank you, Baldev Prabhu, for that beautiful answer. The punchline you gave in that answer is, live in this world but love Krishna. A beautiful one. We have got another question from Sahil Prabhu. Sahil Prabhu is asking that life on internet feels more exciting than Krishna consciousness. So can you comment on this?
Yes. Life on internet is really exciting because there is so much of variety in that, right? You can browse through so many things. You can game, you can do online shopping, you can chat. Social medias, we had first WhatsApp, now Instagram, now Telegram, and so many grams coming in, right? Facebook. So much of variety the internet can offer. And therefore, definitely, I don't deny upon that. But I would be a little reserved in saying that Krishna consciousness is not of that variety. There is so much of variety within Krishna consciousness. We have people connected to this movement or spirituality for many, many years together. And they have been doing pretty much the same thing. in internet we see that people have to always browse different things. They can't be stable on one thing. Even nowadays we see people when they have make films, you see that the screen changes every second. You can't be having stable screen, no? Like for example, if you are watching my this lecture, I would really be appreciating you, because for 1 hour you are seeing just one person speaking and nothing is moving here, right? I have not even put slides in these pictures in my presentation. So I appreciate your patience in hearing me for last 1 hour. Like, so we need variety in our movements in our within our eyes. Our senses have to be bombarded. But Krishna consciousness does offer that variety if we take a proper channel and enter into it. In fact, Krishna consciousness is actually ever fresh. Nav Navayaman. Krishna is ever fresh. And if you see Krishna consciousness, there is the same chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And I am chanting this Hare Krishna mantra on my japa, and also I have been hearing this kirtan. But we have not felt bored, or we didn't complain to our spiritual masters or senior devotees, can you change the mantra and all it 10 years are over, next some other mantra. Why? Because there is so much of beauty or freshness in this mantra. Find so many devotees singing Hare Kirtan in different melodious tunes, and same Hare Krishna is going on for last at least 500 years since Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated it. So there is a lot of variety even in Krishna consciousness, if we have the good password for that, if we have access to it through proper means. So if we go through our proper channels of devotee association and guidance, we can access more and more depth into it. I remember at this time one newspaper reporter came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, "Oh, you print spiritual leaflets or magazines every month? How do you do that? You know, from where you get the information?" And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Actually, you print magazines, you print newspapers every single day, sometimes morning, afternoon and evening also. And all it is about information of Calcutta city, right? Most of it is about Calcutta city, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was staying in Calcutta. Calcutta city or India, and he was mentioning that, you know, what is Calcutta? Calcutta is a small city in the whole of India. What is India? India is a small country in the whole of world. What is the world? World is just a small planet in the whole galaxy of many planets. And what is this planet all about? It is all in small points in this huge universe which we are staying in. What is all universe? This universe is nothing but a mustard seed. I mean, a full bag of mustard seed, this one mustard seed is there. And like that, thousands and thousands of universes emanating from the pores of Mahavishnu. And this whole existence, this material existence of Mahavishnu is just 1/4 of creation of the Lord. 3/4 is the all Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual planets. And as Saraswati Thakur said, actually we can print papers, magazines, books every second. We have so much of information. The problem is that we don't have enough customers to buy them, so therefore we are not printing. So then if we have that eagerness to understand Krishna consciousness can provide us enough variety in all aspects, in terms of music, in terms of food, in terms of clothing, in terms of anything we can associate in our life. We can find so much of variety in Krishna consciousness. We find devotees going on yatra. They don't get tired to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur again and again, because every time they go to those holy places, there is a new experience of those places. We have never seen people going to Kulu Manali 5 times, 6 times, no? They don't go to Shimla, Darjeeling, same. They keep changing places. Oh, I went Darjeeling, let me go to Shimla. Now Shimla, let me go to Kashmir. Let me go to this place, that place. We find in Krishna consciousness, we go again and again to Vrindavan. And we always say, Are Vrindavan Gyan Dosal Se. We want to go to Vrindavan. We want to go to Mayapur. Why? Because that place is ever fresh. Right? So many devotees are missing our Sunday morning Khichdi Prasadam. What's there in Khichdi Prasadam, right? But that's it. They're missing for last 1.5 years. Temple has been closed. They want to eat that khichdi. And these are people who are corporate people who have eaten so much nice food in their life, but they're missing khichdi. That means there is variety in Krishna consciousness. If we just connect with it, we'll find that Krishna consciousness can offer unlimited variety, and we will just be immersed in that variety. So that is what I can offer to this question of how Krishna consciousness can also provide a lot to us.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Baldev Prabhu, for another beautiful answer. How Krishna consciousness has a variety, although things appear same, but there are so much of freshness in it. Thank you for your enlightenment today. We are very grateful to you for coming to our Prerna Festival and sharing your wisdom with all of our participants. Let us express our gratitude to Baldev Prabhu in our traditional way by loudly chanting Hari Bol.